And we asked you to comment earlier on the people, on the issue of people, able-bodied people, parking in the parking spaces of disabled people. And of course, that's got some of you talking. Michelle Null says, regarding able people parking in disabled parking, some wags have put notes under wipers reading, stupidity is not a disability. Could add, rudeness is not a disability. So true, Michelle. Thank you very much for that. All right. So let's have this conversation. That's what the story is all about. South Africa owner Heinrich Williams has developed quite a unique system that he hopes will put a stop to motorists who are able-bodied drivers from misusing parking spaces reserved for disabled people. Now, if that innovation goes ahead and the pilot phase is successful, Williams hopes it'll become standard practice all over the country. He joins us on the line to tell us more about it now. Heinrich, good afternoon to you, and thank you very much for your time. I was delighted personally to hear that a system has come up that actually will, I hope, cultivate a little more respect for disabled people and their rights. Tell us how this app works to help ensure that those rights are respected in terms of parking spaces.
Thank you for having me on the show. Yes, the system is much more than just the app. The app is just one of the vehicles how to get access to the parking bay, and I'm just quickly going to run you far through that. We've developed, in conjunction with the National Council for the Physically Disabled and APD in Port Elizabeth, the system from the application process right through to the screening board, right through. So the whole system is going to be changed if the pilot is successful.
Yes.
So everybody will apply online, and the screening board will be able to see the application online and view it and maybe ask the person to go for another virtual operator, the doctor to view the needs. And then after that, if all the members of the screening board have approved the application, only then will the person be able to use the app to access the parking base. Now, we have got two ways to secure the parking base.
Yes.
It's one, it looks like a small traffic light with the red, amber, and green lights, and then a siren, and also the aim is to put a camera in. So if you do park in the parking bay and you don't log in with your app, the siren will go off, and if you still stand there, a photo of your registration number will be returned, plate will be taken and sent to the authorities. That is the one option. And then there's a physical barrier option also that actually prevents those people to even enter the parking bay. And then as soon as you see the parking bay that you would like to park, you can say, I want to park here, and put the parking number into your app, and the system will recognize that you are on the database and give you access to the parking, and then the barrier will lower down.
That's fantastic. It sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, so that is how the system works. And now we've also, there's a lot of people in Africa and in South Africa that don't use smartphones, that don't have the app, won't be able to use the app. So we've also developed a USSD code, so it's like an SMS, and to make it easier for everybody to have access to it. And the nice thing about it is free for the disabled person.
Excellent. I'm sure that in developing this, you must have spoken to retailers, to supermarkets, to malls, you know, all of the places that have some type of parking available. Has there been any response to your innovation?
There's a lot of interest, locally and internationally. However, I think South Africa is still a little bit behind. Everybody still wants to see the monetary value of the impact of the social project. Because this project, we've got a social project, and I've got two customers here.
Yes.
It's a bit different than a normal product that you put into market.
Right.
I've got the one customer is my landlord that is paying for the installation of the system, but he's not going to use it. So he doesn't see the real need for this.
Mm.
Then I'm sharing with my other customer that sees the need for it, and that's my disabled person, but he's not paying for it. So we are aiming to run, if the funds come through, to run the pilot project in Port Elizabeth. And after that, it will be roll out it nationally, and that will be the norm for the disabled parking in the country, and then it will change the building.
Tell me, is it expensive to install this?
Unfortunately, at this stage, for me, it is still expensive, and I would like to keep the cost down. But it's because we, as soon as we get to economies of scale and we're getting into more bigger volumes, because I will probably even get the cost 40 to 45% down. But at this stage, it's still a bit of expensive. But it's understandable. It's a developed product. It's one or two of that we manufacture at this stage. But as soon as we manufacture 100, 200 of it, it's going to be much cheaper than most companies.
Right. Thank you very much for talking to us, Heinrich. And I think it's a wonderful idea and a very noble idea indeed. And I think, I mean, this is not just monetary value that that retailers should be attaching this to. It's, of course, about the issue of human rights and disabled rights. And for a long time, people in our country have been denied that. And it's time to simply do the right thing. One of you commenting on that saying, I've complained to the Benoni Council on a number of occasions as they have a disabled bay at their entrance to their call center, which is always used by delivery vans offloading for them. Despite a show of dismay and promises to sort out the problem, nothing has been done. Told them to change sign from disabled parking to deliveries.